This is a follow-up visit. Elandus Young, Elandus Young. Date of birth is 7/17/1958. Date of accident 1/17/2022. Date of service is 12/11/2023. The patient presents with a history of a pain, ongoing severe pain in the neck, lower back, the left shoulder, and the right knee for last 2 years, beginning of January 17, 2022, when he was run over by a car while he was crossing the road. The impact caused him headache with various TBI symptoms, including headaches, vision disturbances, memory loss, and loss of balance, lack of focus. Along with this, anxiety, depression have continued. Pain in the neck or right, left shoulder, lower back, and right knee have continued, causing him difficulty walking. The patient was found to have a positive cocaine, which he has stopped. He was advised, he was sent to addiction clinic to in order to continue his pain medication. He also reported that the epidural injection has helped him quite a bit. He has received two of them in the month of October, and then he has not shown up after that. Currently, his pain is consistently at 10, and the physical therapy has not helped him completely. ADLs are affected 10. Please review the chart for the visit of 12/11/2023 to report for the rest of the ADLs and system review, additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. He does report 80% improvement in his symptom. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 131 over 93, pulse is 64, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 11/14/2023, dictation number 1128-024. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the procedure LESI as well as injection to the left shoulder and right knee based on the MRI findings that are included and have been discussed with the patient in great details. He's found to have a superior labral tear slab type 2 with suppressed spinal tendon, 75% tear, and arthritis of the AC joint and joint diffusion in the shoulder joint. And then he also is found to have mild patella alta and arthritic changes as well as degenerative changes in the right knee. In the right shoulder, patient is found to have partial tear of 50% involving undersurface of the supraspinatus tendon and anterior labrum tear. The patient has not come for the injections yet, and they will be provided as soon as possible once the consent is obtained. Physical therapy continues 2 times per week, and the therapist has not signed a evaluation and certification despite several requests. So this will be one last therapy that is being ordered. He remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. A sacroiliitis bilaterally has been diagnosed, which will be addressed to with the 2 times injection to diagnostic criteria. He'll be seen in 30 days' time and he'll be scheduled for his LESI procedure. Thank you. His medications also continue, which are naproxen, Elavil, and Flexeril. Thank you.